Okay, welcome at Janson at FOSDEM 2024. Firefox Power Profiling. We'll listen to Florian Kiz. Welcome.
Hello, I'm Florian Kiz. I'm a performance engineer at Mozilla. For the last few years, I worked on understanding how much power is used by Firefox and how it's used, how we could reduce it. And today, I will be sharing how the tooling we've put in place to understand Firefox power use can be used to improve web sustainability. So first, I will explain what I mean with web sustainability. I mostly talk about carbon footprint when I'm thinking sustainability here. And there are three main components of the carbon footprint of browsing the web. The first and biggest one is the user device. Then the second component is whatever's not in front of the user. So that includes networking, server equipment. And then the power used on the device by the browser when browsing to see the web page the user wants to see. So let's look at each of the three. First, the user device. Usually we think it's not within our control when we develop a website, because you know it's the user who picks the device. We have nothing to do there. The emission we are talking about here, it's the embodied emission. It's the emission whenever someone is buying a new computer or a new smartphone. And so it's the emissions to produce this device, to manufacture it, but also to ship it to the user. And even though we don't get to do anything about the actual emissions when creating the device, we can reduce the incentive for the user to replace the device. And the ways we can do that is to ensure good performance, because something feeling too slow is a strong incentive for someone to replace a device. And the other thing is ensuring web compatibility. Because if a device becomes incompatible, the user has to replace it or update it in some way. And on this topic, I would like to mention that Firefox is currently the only browser that is left supporting Windows 7 users. And we actually still have millions of users running Windows 7. So if you are thinking about sustainability, web compat is one of the first things, and think about Firefox ESR. Second piece of carbon footprint is the emissions for the infrastructure, anything server, networking. I'm not going to talk a lot about this because it's already well covered, and there's a reason for that. It's that the financial cost of operating the services scales mostly with the emissions. So there are strong incentives to optimize, and there's already a lot of tooling available. And last, and maybe not least, very often neglected, the emission caused by using the browser to display the web page. And the reason why it's neglected is that in people's mind, there's no good tooling available to look at those. Is that correct? Well, not really anymore, and this is what I will be talking about today. It's what we've done to change this. Will be the focus for today. Because the talk is 40 minutes long, I want to give you the structure. First, I will explain why, as Mozilla, we care about this. Then I will explain our journey to measure power use locally, what we've done to be able to understand it. And then I will go deep into the topic of power profiling. But first, I will introduce the Firefox profiler so that even if you don't know it yet, you can make sense of it. Then I will explain what power profiling does and show examples. Examples are important because this is where we see why all of this makes sense. And then we will take a break from the structured presentation of slides. I will try to do a live demo if I have enough internet. And then I will explain what we call external power profiling, whatever that is, and give some more examples. So let's start. Why do we care about this as Mozilla? There are three main reasons. The first one is for sustainability. Mozilla made climate commitments of being carbon neutral, of reducing our footprint year over year, of leading openly by sharing materials, tools, and methodologies. That's what I'm doing today. And of improving products from a sustainability perspective. There's a reason why this one matters. It's on the next slide. It's when we look at Mozilla's carbon footprint, the actual footprint caused by using our products on our users' devices is more than 90%. And by the way, when we say we are leading on sustainability, we are the only browser maker organization that actually publishes this kind of data. The others, they are shy about it. And we would like to encourage others to also publish this kind of data. Second reason for caring about power use of Firefox, and a very important one, it's for user experience. Nobody likes to use a computer that uses too much power, and there are multiple reasons. One, it's causing noise with the fans. If it's a laptop and it's super hot, it's painful. And then even the people who couldn't care less about climate change because they think it's somebody else's problem, they hate running out of battery. So battery life matters to everybody. And then, last but not least, we do this for a better web. And there's a reason why we want to do this. It's Mozilla's mission. We are building a better internet. This is what we are here for. And because Firefox is made on web technologies, everything we do to make Firefox more energy efficient and all the tooling we put in place, it's directly reusable for web pages. Now let's dig into our journey to figure out local power use. I started a couple years ago. My task was to figure out how Firefox uses power, what should we do about it? It was not clearer than that. It's just let's look into it. So when you want to understand the power use of something, the first thing you do is you take an energy meter, a watt meter. So that's what I did. It's cheap. It's easy. It's pretty accurate in terms of the data it shows. It's also pretty useless for the case of software, because software is not something that you start and it does the same thing all the time. You need to see evolution over time, and I was not seeing anything. So next step is get a better watt meter. I got some that is communicating to the computer,